SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour ahead. We got to look at a bunch of action for Wednesday night. I got a lot of football for Joe, and I know Joe doesn't like hearing that. Because he thinks I'm joking with him, but I do have a lot of football for him that we're going to get to. And we do have to start, you know, as Joe likes to joke with this, but we do have to start getting a little deeper into this PGA Championship because we're getting close to tee off on Thursday morning. And we need to get some of the plays in line here. It is going to be, of course, Golf Wednesday on Coast to Coast, Joe, but we only have a little bit of time to dive into some of the specials and whatnot for this major championship. So, very busy hour here on Carver and Lisi, that's for sure. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go, Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Also hockey. I've been hot with the hockey.
You've been very hot with the hockey. I'm not going to dispute that.
When are we going to start talking about, like, you know, college football and NFL? I'm just curious. Are we going to do that, like, after Memorial Day? Is that, like, when we could actually, you know, put it on the docket?
Well, that's not very fair for you to say that. Not very fair.
I mean, we're talking about this golf. Like, I feel like Lindsey Nelson is out there. Lindsey Nelson, you know, back in the day, like, you know, we're just, you know.
Who?
Lindsey Nelson. You know, we got a little Ben Hogan. Hogan on five. It's a very good putt by Hogan. He put it
very
in
good
with
putt.
The iron.
Put it with the irons.
Five. He used a five iron on 18. Typically he goes with the 7-iron, but today because of the wind and his caddy. And that's another thing. I don't want to hear how you know, oh, remember when Tiger, right? And then you see, I'm going to gas you up now. Tiger, remember? Oh, Tiger switched caddies. Oh, boy. This week proved one thing. Caddy is meaningless. I could go out there and be just as good as Scotty Scheffler's caddy that's not going to be there on Saturday afternoon.
Teddy Scott?
Basically. Yeah, whatever his name is, 220, 221. I'll tell you what, I could do just as good of a job as that guy. What is his salary? He's making about $350 for Scheffler? What's he making?
I mean, that's not really, I don't think that's right what you're doing, to be quite honest.
I'm just saying. What do you mean, don't worry, they carry the clubs.
Unfair.
We busted, what was his name? Bolt? Who was the guy that won last year, the cat?
Wait, is he talking about the Michael Block?
Block!
Now, you know he's, you know this is the tournament that he finished 15th in last year.
I can't believe he's here this week.
He's in this tournament.
What's his number?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
You going to play him?
Well, I mean, tell me what his number is, and I'll tell you.
He is 1,000-1.
Come on.
Joe.
Now, during that run last year, did he ever lead a round?
No.
They made such a big deal about this guy coming in 15th.
Yeah.
Club pro.
The club pro. That's right. Club pro.
I mean, one step off from the caddy. You say no, you got very offended with that.
Well, I don't think it was right what you were doing to him. Now I personally, because he took the little bit of spotlight that he had, Joe, and he ran a little too far with it. He ran a little too far, and he had to be humbled a bit.
You throw cold water on this guy.
You want to put, let's see what it is. What's the, let's see, the top 40 is usually the lowest they give you. What do you think he is for a top 40?
Block?
Yeah. Your boy
20
Blocky.
To 1.
Let's see what they got for the block, man, for a T20, a T40. Man, that's a plus 550. You got to give me more than that.
That's
plus see, 550. That's
too much
not right.
Streak, Craig Carver.
What
they're
about a top 20? These numbers with this guy, they should be giving you a lot more than that. This guy's not pulling this rabbit out of a hat again.
Tell me, no he's, shot.
Now let me ask you a question, Joe. He's 100 to 1 for a top 20, right?
Yeah.
20 spots more, he's plus 550. That ain't right. Well, he got him for 30. Plus 7. Wait a second. Yeah, plus 750. Wait. And then he goes to 100 to 1.
My app is broken here.
Your app is broken?
I got a broken app.
You're going to throw $5 on him at 100 to 1.
Well, from what I'm looking at, top 20 after round 1. I want to play that.
Usually for the majors, they give you some more markets there. Yeah, you could do that.
Top 20 after round 1. Maybe he has a good first round. I mean, bottom line, if he's not making the cut, he's got to play well early. So why don't we take him for a top 20 round 1? Michael Block.
Top 20 round 1.
Michael, the engine.
Let's see what they
block.
Got here for him. Top 20 in
Michael,
round 1 is
block.
Is 10 to 1.
That's not a bad price.
Nah, you got to give me more.
What's toast?
Let me.
What's
eight, toast? Plus 850, 8.5 to 1.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
No,
he's
got
to come out.
Toasty,
gonna,
this ain't a good place for the microwave, Joe.
No. I honestly have been doing a little reading, and I think he's going to come out swinging. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's going to come out with the hammer. I think he's going to come
out. Well, if it is, then I were you, if you think that's the case, then Thursday's the day because he ain't going to be around Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that's what I'm saying. First round, top 20. You said he's 8 to 1.
Yes.
So what's wrong with that? That's great value.
Not really.
What do you mean? It's almost like Kitty.
They really should
be giving
you more.
It's almost like Roaring Kitty. Let's resurrect a kitty. I'll do it.
I don't know anything about that.
That's all right. Kitty's roaring and so is Toasty. Roar, Toasty, roar.
You see all the... They got tigers.
They
got tiger specials for you, too.
Yeah, but I can't get it open. When it says show all, it doesn't expand on my app.
You're going to have to restart the app, I guess.
This thing. They're giving me a bet. You see, they're giving me... They don't want me to play. That's what it is.
You want the Tiger specials?
Now, you said he's got no shot. I'm just
he's got no shot.
Win. Why do you say that, Carver?
No shot.
What? He's... Not even to win round 1, he can't come out smoking.
No.
And you're so down on this guy.
No shot.
You really are unbelievable to me. You know, you talk up every time we're on Coast to Coast, you talk up Tiger. You build him up.
You right? want to put him in a make the cut parlay. I'm good with that.
Well, what about top 20? You can't put him in top 20?
No.
Oh, come on.
Joe, he makes the cut, and then he drags his leg around the whole weekend. It's not happening.
He's basically disabled almost. He's part disabled when it comes to walking, you said, right? Didn't you say that?
I mean, look, he's basically got a bionic leg. An ankle. He's in bad shape.
All right,
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you. All right, Joe, I want to get to the football. Before I do, let's quickly hear from Joe from Pennsylvania and see what he's got going on. Joe, how are you? Carver and Lisi, what's going on?
What's up, Joe?
Hi, guys. It's Jay. It's Jay. Good to talk
Jay,
to you guys.
Sorry.
How
sorry,
are you, Jay? What's
yeah.
up,
sorry,
Jay?
Yep. I haven't called in a couple of weeks. Listen, a couple of things I want to get off my chest. When we listen to Harald, that's 25 minutes of our life that we'll never get back. He's so condescending. He's so condescending to Joe Lisi. Did you call yourself the savant of hockey? I'm on my deck looking over the river at 82 degrees. Okay, good. You're still Harvard. Well, yeah, clip this. I said it. You're going to go golfing with Rick Haro, Mike Carver, like I'm going to jump out my kitchen window and survive hitting my driveway. It ain't happening.
Love Jay. Thanks, Jay.
Oh, Jay.
It ain't happening. Yeah, and Joe Lisi. That's the truth. Listen, I'm not blowing smoke. I'm too old and too tired to blow smoke. That's the truth. Joe Lisi is the savant. He is the hockey man. We talked a couple of weeks ago, and he is on hockey, and I'm so excited that you are, Joe. It does my heart good. I mean that. You know, as far as the dinner and the golf and all that baloney, you know, like the skinny kid from Hoboken said, Joe, you're going to get all that, and Mike's going to get his hat from the PGA like I'm going to fly to the moon on gossamer wings, like Frank Albert Sinatra said. So, yeah, right.
I love it.
Listen, we got to shout out positively. We got to shout out to Hip Rebel. He's playing the music. He's doing a great job. Hip, you're doing a great job. Here's the music for you guys, because that's what I feel with me. Rhythm of the Night with Corona. Joe, she was a hot Italian girl in 1993. Rhythm of the Night from Corona.
Love it. I love it, you see?
Yep. Disco Fridays with Joe Lisi, just burning it. I mean, burning the house down. Burning the house down. Two things. I know I'm just rolling. I'm rolling here, and I don't have any caffeine in this body because I can't take any caffeine. So, I mean, imagine me with caffeine. Yes. Joe said 220, 221. I got the Mr. Mom reference. You're on the ball, Joe. You're on the ball.
All right. Hey, I love it.
Two things. Thanks for getting me in. I love you guys. I love you so much. You're there for me. And again, I reiterate that on Tuesday and Wednesday, when you guys are there in the afternoons as opposed to Monday, Thursday, Friday, best 3 hours of the afternoon. Best three hours. Listen.
We love it.
Appreciate that, Jay.
Yes, it's the truth. Tomorrow, Wednesday night in the hockey, we're on Dallas. We got to get on Dallas big. Here's for tonight, a big Joe Lisi. Well, I got in on, first of all, I got in on that baseball. I sucked in on the Basher Bookie crypto 1 week special. You know, I got in. I'm sucked in. I'm like a vacuum. Joe says it, and I'm there. It's like a vortex, you know?
Love it. All right, let's get it.
Okay, here's the big one. It's plus 3880, almost 40-1. It's tonight. It's a pre-made on FD. It's Carl Anthony. It's the Minnesota-Denver game. Carl Anthony Towns, 20 points. Anthony Edwards over 27.5. Anthony Edwards over 4.5 assists. Rudy Gobert over 12 rebounds. Porter over 16.5 points. And Jokic a triple-double, plus 3880.
Wow.
That's Joe Lisi, juicy.
Jay. Yes. Yep. Jay's going juicy. For it. Who do you got?
Thanks,
who do you, Jay. Quickly, Jay, before you go, who do you got in the golf?
I was listening. Toasty, I mean, you know, Argentina, Italia, Joe knows that.
That's nonsense. He's not winning the PGA Championship. Stop. He's never in the PGA Championship. Let's get back to reality,
Mike Carver.
Jay. Who do you like in the golf?
Tell me, Mike Carver, because Mike's the golf guy. Tell me who I need to get in the top 10. I'll do a top 10, P10.
You want to do a top 10? Do you want more of a chalkier play, or do you want a deep shot?
You sound like an interior designer. Come on.
How about this? How about Brooks on the chalk side and Sepp Straka on the deep shot side?
Wooks on the chalk, the ones that, and Straka and, on the deep side.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Top tens.
I'm in.
Okay.
I am in. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you for being there. And Hipper Bell, play that Corona. You guys are the best. And listen, you're going to get nothing from Harl. I'm on my deck looking over the river. Oh, boy. Come to Newark. Come to Hoboken. I love you guys. You're the best.
Love it. Love you, Jay.
All right, Jay. All the love. There he is, Jay in PA. Comes
love
in for
Jay.
Us. We like
love,
Jay.
Love Jay.
all right, Joe. Let me get to a few things here with you. Of course, everybody is highlight. You know what? I've only got a minute, Joe. I might as well wait on this because I want to get into the
squeeze it in. What do you got?
I can't squeeze it in. We got obviously everybody is can't wait for on Wednesday night when they release this NFL schedule. That's a win. A loss. That's a loss. That's a win. That's a win. That's a loss.
The futures are gonna go ballistic. The volatility is gonna pick up.
Yeah.
You thought GME and AMC were crazy. Wait till you see the futures market in the NFL.
Well, because that's when you listen, and that's when you because then you know. Look, I know we know who these teams are playing when the season's over. It's predetermined. We are when the season ends, you know who your opponents are the next year. But Joe, it does make a difference sometimes the order in which you play them and the situations in which you play them. Especially, you know, I already brought up to you on the TV about the Chiefs. I mean. I get both the first two games at home, but Lamar and Burrow, bang, bang, right out of the gate, Joe. First two games. You know, that's
right.
That's juicy. Right. That's tough.
That is juicy. I mean, it's good TV, too. I mean, you know,
of course.
They'd have the two best, quarterbacks outside of Mahomes, and Josh Allen is in there as well. You're coming right out of the gate with, you know, marquee matchups first and second week of the regular season. So you talk about prime time. I will say we'll see how the Chiefs do this year. Are they still hungry?
Well, we shall see. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. 159 here with you. All right, Joe. So they've given you a couple of these games. And listen, these games are going to they've given you, as I said to you earlier, like dribs and drabs on these games. They've given you a few. And throughout the day on Wednesday, Joe, all day, they'll start to leak out. You know, a whole team schedule leak out, the primetime game, all start to leak out. And then Wednesday night is when they officially, quote-unquote, release the entire thing. But I have a few that were officially released, and I have actually lines for them, Joe,
All right, bring them back.
That Raven-Chief game, which is the first game of the season, is Chiefs minus 2.5 and 46.5 for a total.
Okay.
The Packer-Eagle game, which is in Brazil, on that Friday night, the first week, is Eagles minus 1.5 and 48.5 total.
Okay.
I got a feeling, Joe, that's going to be like one of those London games. It's going to be under. It's going to be an under in that game. The Cowboys open in Cleveland the first Sunday. That's the late window 425 East game. I know everybody made a big deal of that. Isn't that Brady's first game for Fox, Joe,
yes.
I believe?
Yep.
Brady's going to be on the call there. And the Cowboys are 1.5-point favorite in Cleveland with a 43.5 total. The Jets are going to open up for the second year in a row on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
This time, though, they'll be in San Francisco against the Niners. And the Niners are minus 6.5 and a 45.5 total. That's a good way to get me started on that Jet under 9.5, Joe. That's
it
a good
is.
Way to get that started.
It is. So. It is. I love it.
So those are the week one games, Joe, that are in the, you know, that we have numbers for right now. Those games right there.
Okay.
I have a couple week twos I'll give you in a second. What do you think of those couple week one games?
I like them. I mean, you know, it's we just have to see how they play out. I like jumping the gun. Remember last few weeks on opening night, I've been hot as a pistol. Two years ago, I gave you Seattle over Denver. Remember? Mm. I know you remember that.
I do remember that.
And then I came
you
right
actually
back.
Talked about that for the entire offseason.
And then how about the Rams catching the 4.5 over Seattle week one last year?
You have 2 years in a row found a line 4 months before kickoff and talked about it for the entire 4 months, and they both hit. Will it happen again when we get the full week one slate? And now you have to at least try. Now, it's not. It doesn't have to be these four, Joe. There's obviously the whole slate will be out Wednesday night.
Right.
And we'll be able to, probably on Wednesday night, we'll be able to do it. Because somebody's going to get those games out quick. We're going to get numbers for those games
fairly
quickly. You're
going to get Lisi's, this could be, what do we call it? Lisi's futuristic crypto smash that bookie in the face with a what? A mallet?
A mallet? Sure, a mallet. Why not? Mallet.
Smash him in the face with the basketball, Joey.
Sure, why not?
What, the hockey stick? Now we hope don't take me literally. We're joking.
No, well, we hope not.
You know, this is we like to laugh on the show.
Do you? You like to laugh? Times.
Yeah, I do. I have a personality. At times.
Sometimes.
Depends.
Depends. So there you go. Those are your games. Now, they have a couple of Week 2 games as well that have been released, I guess you could say, Joe.
So is it safe to say the Brock Purdy era, like the darling, is over now? That's it? We don't care about Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey anymore? I just feel like the luster's off. Don't you?
No.
No?
I wouldn't say that. I think people are still going to absolutely drool them. They drool those guys. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM, Channel 159 with you. So, Joe, the only other two games that I have numbers for are in Week 2. So the opening, I guess, Amazon game, because they don't have the first Thursday game. That's obviously on NBC, that Chief-Raven opener. So the first Amazon Thursday night game in Week 2 is the Bills and the Dolphins down in Miami. That'll be fun around here. Dolphins minus 1.5, and Joe, 51.5.
Yeah.
Whew.
What? Whew. Up, 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 and away?
I think it's a little too heavy. I mean, we got some different things going on here, especially on the Bills on both sides of the football. Very different team. I don't know about that total. And Thursday night games in general, even early in the year, it's a bit of an adjustment. Yeah. I guess if you want to have one, Joe, you'd want to have it early, right? While you're still kind of fresh.
Yes.
It's probably not a bad time to have your Thursday night game. I mean, some teams get more than one now with how many they have. But, oh, wow. How do you not score there?
Olay! Olay!
The Olay. The other game is, as I mentioned to you before, Burrow and the Bengals are in Kansas City. That's the 425 East Week 2 game. Chiefs minus 4.5 and 48.5 for that, Joe.
I'm on Joey Burrow this year. I like him 7-1 to win the AFC. I think they're hungry. I think they're focused. I love Joey Ice. The kid's got ice in his veins, Carver. Ice in his veins. Jamar Chase. T. Higgins. What do you think?
Well, is Higgins going to be around?
I don't know. He's there now.
He's there now, but he hasn't signed. He's not technically there now. We'll see if he's there now.
I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't show.
Joey can carry them. Joey can carry them.
Hey, he's Joey Silk. He's, you know.
Stone Cold Killer. Let's just call it what it is.
Oh, Stone Cold Killer. Had the greatest collection of college, probably of college wide receivers ever that year at LSU.
Oh, now we're
has had Jamar Chase, has had Jamar Chase and T. Higgins in Cincinnati. But yes, it's all him, man. It's all him.
So now we're going to go to college when they had one of the greatest teams ever.
Go ahead, you're saying it. They had one of the greatest teams ever. They had 15 first round picks on that team.
Their quarterback was the main reason why.
The quarterback.
Let's see you pull that. Let's see you pull that garbage with Smiley next time. You ain't gonna do that. Right? Chopped!
Just smile, trust me. Smiley's not losing any sleep over LSU.
Chopped!
Okay.
I'm just saying. Respect Baton Rouge.
Too easy to get going, Joe. I knew I'd get you going with that Joe Burrow stuff.
Stone Cold Killer.
Very easy. Very easy to get going. Did you also see that they gave you some times for those early college football games?
Yeah, the times I could care less about with these times.
Well, you know, it's just a talking point.
Oh, they put out the times. Great.
I like that Notre Dame primetime at College Station that opening week.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a really good game, you know. And let's not forget back in the day, like when you and I grew up, right? The mid-90s, the Texas A&M and Notre Dame used to play some classics.
Oh, they sure did.
You know, what was it, Rick Myra? It wasn't Myra. I'm trying to think now. Bettis was there. I think Bettis one year. It was Bettis and Myra in College Station, if I'm not mistaken. Or was that a bowl game? Now I got to look.
You're going to have to look, Joe. You're the encyclopedia of college football.
Was Ray Zellers there? You remember Ray Zellers, number 34?
Ray Zellers. That's not for me.
He was a fullback for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Yeah, that's out of my range.
No, he played in the mid-90s. Let me see. Here's the all-time series. Let's see. I said it. Lisey said it.
You said it. Do it, Nobody Joe. I said it.
Here it is. You ready?
Give it to me.
Notre Dame leads the all-time series 3-2. Okay? They played in 93 in the Cotton Bowl. That's what it was. Mm. Notre Dame won that game with Bettis 28-3. I think that was Myra Bettis. They smashed him in the Cotton Bowl. I think that was Corey Pullig. Back in the day, they played in back-to-back Cotton Bowls, 93 and 94. The 24-21 game is the one I'm thinking of. 24-21, New Year's Day, 1994. I think that was Myra, Jerome Bettis. I think A&M had Corey Pullig as quarterback. Smashed him. Last time they played was 0-1. 0-1. A&M won. I think they had Jamar Toombs as running back there.
Who?
Jamar Toombs.
Jeez.
They also, back in the day, in the mid-2000s, they had Javorski Lane, number 11.
I remember Javorski Lane. That one I remember.
Had legs like tree trunks a la A.J. Dillon. Get down, Javorski. Get under the pads. Get under his pants. He can't tackle a guy. Get under him. Number 11.
Javorski Lane.
You got me all gassed up. Why do you do this? You bring up these college football, and I go off the rails on the show. I can't help it.
That's all right, Joe. You could do that once in a while.
Look at this. USC and LSU week one.
Yeah, that's a Sunday night game too, that game.
Yeah, that's a bad job by them.
Why?
Sunday night, Labor Day weekend, 7:30 on a Sunday? Gonna be down on the Jersey Shore, GTL, Jim Tan Laundry. Popping it up. I got to watch LSU versus Miller Moss on a Sunday night at 7:30.
You live for this. Texas favored in at Michigan, that big noon kickoff game, September 7th?
Well, they should be, right? They got the quarterback.
I guess so.
They got the quarterback.
You told me he's no good.
Well, I think he's a deer in the headlights in certain games. But here's the thing. If Texas is back, they're going to have to stop Donovan Edwards. They're going to run it right down their throat. You want to give me 3.5 with Michigan week two? I'll take that. 97% of the money on Texas. Whoa.
Man, Georgia minus 3.5 at Alabama, September 28th.
You see, you're gassing me up. That can't stop. We can't. You can't.
Ohio State minus 1.5 in Eugene on October the 12th.
That's a rematch, C.J. Stroud game, laying 13.5, 14 against C.J. Verdell and Travis Dye. They got smashed. Ryan Day looked like a deer in the headlights that game.
I'll tell you, you want an absolute run to the window right now and get it, Joe? I got one for you. Georgia, minus 1.5 at Texas, October 19th. Run and get it now. They will smash Texas in that game. Smash.
That's a rematch. You know that? Georgia-Texas in the 1985 Cotton Bowl.
I think
Georgia were a great, great
set. Wasn't that – didn't they also play in the We're Back game with with Ellinger?
But back in the
We're
day.
We're back.
Yeah, but that game was played on turf. We're back. Where's Sam Ellinger now?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Good to have you aboard here. All right, Joe. I got two NBA games for your Wednesday night. Let's start with Cleveland and Boston, where I guess Boston will, I would have to believe, dust off the Cavs in five for the gentleman sweep. I mean, they're laying 15, Joe.
I have no. I mean, I can't believe we got to talk about this game because, like, Garland, they're all terrible. Like.
Yeah, and that line says to me, Joe, that Mitchell's not playing, obviously.
I don't know if they've made that official. 10.5 the other night.
You did.
You got lucky with the 10.5 the other night. I mean, and that was at home.
Have they made that official, Joe? I'm not sure.
He's got to be out. There's no way that if he's in, they're getting 15, Carver.
Think that line is with him not being in. I mean, maybe it'll move, obviously, if things change. He's actually officially listed as questionable right now, Joe. So questionable.
So if he's out, does it go to 17?
No, I think that the line right now is with him out. I think it moves if he's in. I think it stays where it is. I think that line is assuming that he's out.
I mean, scrape yourself off the mat. I mean, your team's on life support. Do whatever it takes. You know, put on the copper brace or whatever, the Brett Favre copper brace, that the infomercial.
The copper, I know what you're talking about. Oh, boy.
2:30 in the morning infomercial after you had a couple of pops.
That's what would be on when you wake up on the couch after watching, Air Force and Fresno State until 2:35 in the morning, and then you wake up and there's Favre pushing the copperhead or whatever it was called.
It's Favre and Rice, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. Joe, I'm going to say this to you, and I've done this with every game, really every game that's involved Boston so far in the entire NBA playoffs. I have zero interest in this game whatsoever. Zero.
Carver,
I got plenty of other things I could do.
I have zero interest, too.
I love the other game in the NBA. We got a big hockey game on Wednesday night. Like, I'm really not interested in this Boston-Cleveland game.
But here's the thing. Unless you're going to take Cleveland, you can't take anything Boston props-wise because they could be up by 30 in the third quarter and you're not going to get them anyway. And then what? Then they sit everybody in the fourth, and then we're screwed? That's why the only bet to take is if you think Cleveland could keep it close, which, honestly, they played much better the other night without Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
You want to give them 15?
You can have fun. I'm not playing anything in this game. I don't even think I can find myself to play a prop in the game.
Not one prop?
I mean, I guess if he's out, you want to I mean, I guess Strus will be a pig or Garland, one of those two, since Mitchell's not playing. I don't know.
Strus took that. He almost cost us he did cost us the money line bet when he took the shot from, like, Steph Curry range at half court.
He was feeling it.
He was feeling it. He missed everything.
I'm just telling you what was going on. He was feeling it. All right, the other game's the one that matters, Joe. 2-2 back to Oklahoma City.
Bring it up.
2-2 back to Oklahoma City. Thunder laying 4.5 in game 5. 213's the total.
And everybody's still on Dallas. What are these stats?
Yeah, you said that those are Fergazy, so.
I think they are Fergazy. But, you know, the problem is that Luka, what's this guy doing? Like, he's, you know, we got to try harder. How about you put the ball in the hole? How about you start shooting?
Right. I said this to you.
You're supposed to be the star. Like, what are you doing, guy?
I said this to you. You know, they need more than they're offensively than they're getting out of him. Like, he has done zero so far in this series in terms of an offensive perspective. I just want to get it up, Joe. Give me a moment here. In this series,
I don't think he's come close.
He hasn't gotten 30 once. 18, 22, 29, and 19. That's what he has in this series.
Like, and Kyrie's gotten 30, hasn't he?
Kyrie in this series. Had
20?
No. 9, 22, 9, and 20. They've both done nothing in the series offensively.
Is that a testament to OKC's defense?
Kyrie's made 5 threes the entire series.
Yeah, not good.
We need more, Joe.
Yeah, unbelievable.
When are these guys? But we could also look at it from another side. This series is 2-2, and they've gotten nothing out of these guys. P.J. Washington's in 5 threes a game. He's the reason why it's 2-2 right now.
But then why are they 4.5-point dogs? Is the
game in Oklahoma City? Account?
Yeah, but, I mean, they stole one in OKC, didn't they? They did. They won game 2.
Well, in game 1, it was 3.5. Okay?
Right. Yeah,
and they won that game.
Five.
Game 2 was 5.5.
Right, and they won
so
outright.
This is right, you know, this is in the same ballpark as those other two games.
They should be. I like them to win outright. Look, I think they're the better team. I think they have the better backcourt, and I still think that matters, even though they haven't shown it. I'm going to take a shot. I think they win it outright. I do.
I'm on Dallas.
I'm on Dallas, too.
I'm on Dallas for the series. I need him to win. So let's go.
All right.
And look, the problem is you'd think that after him not getting 30 at all in this series, maybe we'd start getting a break on some prices, right?
No, the prices are juiced.
But they know that they're going to bust out at some point. Like, they still got him at, well, yeah, they dropped a little. He's at 28.5. Usually he's like 31.5, 32.5. So Luka for 30 plus 115, Luka for 35 plus 360. Mm. Kyrie for 36-1. Something to think about, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Okay, Joe. Hockey, only one game on Wednesday night. Colorado and Dallas. Game 5 in Big D. Stars are minus 146. Avalanche plus $1.22. 6.5 the total. You have a very, very winnable ticket with the leg that's probably the liability right now being Dallas exacta 4-2 over Colorado. So you are a big Avalanche fan on Wednesday night.
I am. We need the Avalanche somehow, some way to show some resolve and win it. Well, and then I need the Stars to win a road game.
I'll say this, Joe, in terms of what you're looking for. We saw Carolina go on the road in Game 5 and get a win at the Garden and force a Game 6 against the Rangers. We have seen Boston go on the road to Florida, win a Game 5, and force a 6th game against the Panthers.
Correct.
Same exact situation for Colorado, going on the road, Game 5, looking to get back home for Game 6.
That scares me.
You don't think it's going to happen all three times? You get 3 for 3.
I would have liked it better if one of those teams would have lost on the road.
Mm.
You know, Carolina preferably, but they pulled through.
They did. So, they pulled through.
So because I'm sitting on the Boston ticket still at 12-1 to win the cup. I have the Boston ticket with the Nuggets ticket to win the to win the championship. So,
I think Colorado will win, Joe. For you,
all right. But then we got to sweat though on the road in Colorado.
Well, would you rather actually have a chance to win, or for it be completely dead?
I mean, no. Obviously, we need a chance to win. It's got.
Yeah, but here's the thing though: if Colorado wins that game, then you have some options in Game 6.
Depending
you could play Colorado.
Basketball, yeah, I guess.
The basketball's in the bag. I mean, what are the other two legs of that? Denver to win their series.
And Mavericks.
Yeah, I guess it's not in the bag. All right, so you got a little... not completely
like,
done. You're right about that. It's not.
Like it's a short thing.
I figured. I thought that was in. I thought you had everything else in there pretty locked up.
Yeah, you thought I had everything. A winnable. It's still considered a winnable ticket. But now they got to come through. It comes through with the Stars.
No cash out yet for that?
No, they were giving me a cash out prior to like game 2 nights ago.
Never take the cash out. Did you see the guy who took the $80,000 on that Oklahoma City $1 million ticket? Did you see that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you don't take the cash out, Joe.
You can't say that. I mean, because that's money you didn't have before. So everybody's a wheel. I wouldn't do that. $1.8 million, I would have let him ride. Yeah. Guy's driving a Pinto. And that's not a knock. It's like, the muffler's dragging. And he's like, I wouldn't take the $140,000.
You got to wait for 6 figures.
Guy's got a plume of smoke coming behind the Pinto, but he's the one saying and that's not a knock on a Pinto. I'm just trying to paint the picture. You know?
There's a lot of baseball. In fact, Joe, we're going to have a lot of afternoon games on coast to coast. A lot of afternoon games.
A lot of games.
That Cincinnati, Arizona's playing. Colorado and San Diego. KC in Seattle. We got a lot of action.
A lot of afternoon action. All right.
We can
really break down the golf. That's what I really want to do.
Well, I mean, Joe, be fair. I mean, it's a major this week.
Look at how the tone just turns.
Hey, we got to be fair.
Now, Joe, come on.
Golf's been hot, man. Golf Wednesdays, baby.
Love it.
All right, Joe, great job. Great job by Matthias Berbel. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid, Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.